Okay, so the board is back from its special executive session. We are returning to the regular meeting session of the Netherland Fire Protection District Board of Directors on April 21st, 2021. We are restarting the public session at 10:01 p.m. So in this special executive session, the board discussed how to close out the formal pit monitoring period for Chief Durr. They discussed who should conduct the closeout and how that would be achieved. As a result of that discussion, I'm going to make the following motion. The board makes the motion to use CPS to conduct an anonymous survey of staff and selected volunteers who have interacted with the chief during the survey period. So, PIP monitoring period. The survey results will be collated and presented to the board by CPS, and the board will then hold a special executive session to discuss the outcome of the PIP monitoring period. The chief will have opportunity to review the questions, but will not see either the survey results or the reports from CPS. Can you all just fact check that for me, make sure I got that right, and tell me if you would like any changes?
Can you explain to me the reasoning why the results would not be shared with the chief?
We wouldn't directly share the results with the chief because it's an anonymous survey. And even though the format of the survey is like a multiple choice question format, there is still the possibility that you can identify the respondent from the answers.
But what about the summary statistics on the survey? You know, let's say we have, I don't know, say 10-ish, 12-ish people, and the summary is done. So for question number one, as we've discussed, X number of people answered this way, X number of people answered that way. You know, just the summary statistics. Is that not intended to be shared?
I see what you're saying.
I mean, if we're going to discuss with the chief, you know, areas of improvement and things like that, it seems that we'd want to at least have the data to kind of say, here's where we need to improve, you know.
Well, okay, so I guess the way I'm, my intention on what I'm saying there is they won't see the raw survey results or reports, but they...
Correct, yeah.
Sorry, the chief, the board can form their own results and then questions and areas of improvement and can include in that, the, you know, this is the way that this question was answered. So obviously the chief knows what the question is. So sure, yeah, we would be sharing the results in that way, you know, so
okay,
20% of okay. The people agreed, 80% disagreed kind of thing. So yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Thank you.
Any other comments?
Do you think that there's concern with any of the membership in answering this survey? Do you think anybody would be concerned with the anonymity of this survey?
So that is the reason for doing it through CPS, that it's arm's length, that none of us can see who answered the survey. So using a tool like SurveyMonkey, there's the possibility that you can see who answered the questions. So this way, we preserve the anonymity of whoever answers the questions. So I hope that would provide anybody who's selected to answer this reassurance that there's no way that we can trace the answers back directly to them.
Is there any value in providing a statement in this motion that if there's any attempt to influence the survey or compromise the survey in any way, immediate dismissal from the department?
I would say that would go in the initial communication to everyone who's going to be on the survey.
I would like to make it crystal clear that this is anonymous, and there will not be any tolerance for any kind of trying to compromise this in any way. So whether that goes here or elsewhere, I just want to make sure it's perfectly clear.
Yeah, I believe that is in the statement. That will go out, and I'll let you make sure that is in the statement.
Okay, that makes me happy.
I don't think that needs to be in this motion.
No, that's fine.
Any other comments? Okay, in that case, I make the motion as written and previously read. Do I have a second?
Second.
Excuse me. Todd?
Yes.
Ray? Hang on.
All right. I think I said yes once.
Okay. I thought we'd lost you there. And then Henry?
Hi.
Okay, so the motion is passed. I will talk to CPS tomorrow and get them moving on this. It should occur. I think they needed like a 2-week turnaround to get everything set up. So it should be the middle of May. I hope we'll have the results at the end of May. I think the board should make it clear, Chief, I see if you're on the session here, that although the PIP monitoring period is over, the elements of the PIP should still stand until we come to a decision about the survey and the whole period. So although we're effectively ending the monitoring period, the elements within it are still expected to be followed.
Yeah, of course, Ian. I wouldn't have any issue with that.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make that clear on the record so we all understand that. Cool. Okay. On that note, I think we are done.
Well, one quickie. Maybe.
Go on.
We are going to move forward with the handbook promptly.
So that is entirely the decision of the board. If you want to go ahead and do that, I think, sorry, in the earlier in the meeting, we decided we wanted to get through two more quotes on that. So I'll work on that. And then we can move forward from there and decide if we wanted CPS to do it or do it another way. So the short answer is probably yes. But we won't be doing anything with the handbook yet. We're still just getting additional quotes on it.
So possibly a decision in on May 19th?
Yeah, I'll slate that for the May meeting. And we can, yeah, we'll revisit that on there. Okay, anything else? Okay. On that note, I'll make the motion that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Todd?
Aye.
And Henry?
Aye.
And Ray?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen. This meeting is adjourned at 10 past 10.
I think we broke a record.
Jim, sorry that went on so long.
Well, I thank you all.
Thank you, everybody. Yeah.
Thank you, too.
Okay, I'll talk to you all soon.
Good night.
Good night.